Welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for these daily challenges. Every Monday, we introduce a new idea that we're going to explore in the rest of the week in these daily challenges. And this week, we're going to be looking at the idea of disappointment. I know somebody who met the most fascinating art teacher once, and they were taking a class from them and just really enjoying the stories about this person's life. They were a fascinating person, very sociable, told great stories, especially about her husband, who was in the Air Force and trained to be an astronaut. And of course, that lent itself to all sorts of amazing stories of what he was doing. And their son seemed to be following in his footsteps and was just an incredible young man too. This person I know would just come home telling these wonderful stories. And one day she mentioned offhand something about the astronaut to another teacher. This person laughed in their face and said, "Astronaut? She's not even married. She never has been. Son? She doesn't have a son." Turned out the whole thing was a fabrication. This person who my friend had grown to trust and really enjoy and whose teaching she'd sat under suddenly seemed to be less than real. All these stories, it turned out, were made up. And so you can imagine the disappointment of realizing that somebody you respected, somebody you wanted to follow and learn from, was in fact a fraud. These kinds of disappointments happen all the time in life, where, you know, that person that we respected and trusted turns out to be less than trustworthy. That politician we believed and thought was going to change things for once and for all turns out to be human. That person we loved turns out to have been a cheat. We know that this disappointment can happen all the time. We're going to explore that idea this week as it relates to Jesus' final week, where he entered Jerusalem and people had high hopes for him. We'll look at that tomorrow, but in the meantime, I have a question for you to consider. Have you ever met someone too good to be true? How did it feel when you figured that out? Well, we're all about forming community here at Redeem the Commute, so I'd encourage you, if you're new, yeah, think about these questions on your own, but if you've been with us for a little while, think of who you could discuss these things with, who you could share stories with and share life with. Maybe it's somebody from the train or bus, somebody from the neighborhood, from work, wherever you spend your time, think about who you could be joining with to have these discussions. Have a good one. I'll see you tomorrow.